sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty Laundry.
So if you're not familiar with Dirty Laundry, this is where Ian goes out onto the streets. And yes, it was on hiatus for a while because of the pandemic, but now people are able to get out and about again.
He's double vaxxed,
even though he did not have a great reaction to the second shot. But whatever, he's fine. He's getting through it. He was out again this past week, and he was chatting with people, and he'll approach total strangers that he's never met before in his entire life. And Ian, you do look for characters when you're selecting the stranger that you're going to approach, right?
I do, of course, and I don't mean to judge people by, don't judge a book by its cover. Yeah. Exactly, but I can't not talk to somebody, especially if they have very short shorts and a shirt that barely fits, massive biceps, and a do-rag that looks like it was like a gift from like a pharmaceutical company.
Define massive biceps. Are we talking like the 24-inch pythons?
Yes, seriously. 24-inch pythons.
Were they exceptionally tan, like the actual 24-inch pythons on Hulk Hogan?
Exceptionally tan, and actually some pretty nice tattoos as well. This particular individual was outside the bar laundromat smoking. Even before I went in to see who was there, I saw this gentleman. And usually on Dirty Laundry, we'll get into some pretty dirty secrets. You know, we've had everything from pooping your pants to cheating on people. But I really like Dirty Laundry segments that go back into history. This Dirty Laundry actually goes back over 20 years.
Whoa. 20 years of dirty history. So again, Ian will approach this total stranger, ask them to reveal a secret they've never told anyone else before. And here's what we got today.
Dirty Laundry.
We're here for another installment of Dirty Laundry. And I have met quite the elegant friend. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I originally saw you because you got shorter sleeves and you have the biggest biceps I've ever seen in my entire life.
I'm kind of strong.
Do you work out a lot?
No, not no more. I used to.
How do you maintain those biceps?
I do a lot of walking.
Biceps?
A lot of walking.
So the bit is called Dirty Laundry. I'm looking for something you've never told anybody before.
You said something I never told. I think I told somebody this one before.
Oh, wait. How many people? Just one?
A couple.
You know, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Come on. We could do that here.
I say in around the second or third grade, they have a show and tell. In my family, I grew up with a kind of a wealthy family. We had everything. We had all the G.I. Joes. We had all the best toys in the neighborhood. We was the house to be at. So my mother would say, you can't take no toys out of this house. Leave everything in because we don't want nothing broken. We don't want nothing stolen. So every week, everybody's bringing all these awesome toys, and I'm sitting back without nothing, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I decided to draw a picture of a baby parrot. I said that my mother bought me the parrot. I came up with the whole storyline. We went to the parrot store. We bought the parrot, and we named the parrot. And so every week, the teacher got, and the whole class got involved. So every week, I had a new story. It learned its first word, and,
Did you wind up stealing a parrot?
It was long enough for me to lead all the way to the death of the parrot. Everybody started crying in the classroom. It was the biggest event. Everybody was sick. And so the teacher, she calls my mom. Your son told us about the parrot. We were so attached to it. My mom like, parrot? We ain't got no damn parrot. I got in trouble before I had to go in front of the class. And I was so embarrassed. I was super embarrassed. I told them I did not have a parrot.
Now as you're a bit older, have you considered actually getting a parrot?
No.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.